to District 32 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, I don't know about you, but I am one of those people who just has lots and lots of words to say, and sometimes there's just too many words, and sometimes I don't say what I'm actually trying to say, and I seriously need help with this. Ever so luckily, today we've got Sarah Garcia from Hook and Loop, who is a complete and utter specialist in this area, wordsmith extraordinaire, who's going to save us from our websites. Sarah, welcome.
Thanks, Jackie.
Now, what is a chief wordsmith?
Well, I work with words every day. I love words. I love writing. I love editing. Now, a lot of people who are busy in their businesses don't love words, and writing about their business on their website or in their blogs or even in their brochures is a task for them. And it's, you know, it's one of those things when you don't do it all the time, it takes so much longer and often you're a bit disappointed with the result you get at the end of the day. So I'm here to, as you say, save businesses from that problem. I can take the pain away.
There's things that we know what we do and we're really super passionate about what we do. Writing about it, though, I find it's really challenging. I will sit there and I've got lots of things to say about my businesses and I love what I do, but I sit with a blank piece of paper and I go, how do I even start? And when I do get going, I just don't stop. I end up with these ridiculously long bits of text which just seem to not really say anything.
Yeah, it's so hard also to step outside of your business. And we take a lot of things for granted when we work in our businesses. We assume people understand certain things. And actually, it's all your deep knowledge from years of work. So it's really handy to get someone who's external to your business to look at it from the outside to explain it to your prospects and customers. And we come without biases. We don't feel like we're bragging if we say nice things about you being an expert, and we can step it out and we know how to do that in a way that's really easy to understand for the people who are either visiting your website, reading your brochure, or consuming your other content.
It's a bit like trying to write your own resume. It's such a challenge, and yet you can sit down and write somebody else's so simply because you get it. You can see their strengths, their areas which they can really make a difference to somebody else. And I guess that's the same sort of thing.
Yeah, it is a similar thing. Yeah. And it's like anything. When you do it every day, you get quite good at cutting to the chase and finding the those little nuggets that really matter in what somebody's telling you and the things that will matter most importantly to their prospects and customers.
Absolutely. Okay. So Hook and Loop. Why Hook and Loop?
Okay, I know it's a little bit of a crazy name, and we do get a lot of spam emails from Velcro manufacturers in China. But what we're about is putting together powerful content and design to help small business owners step up to the next level with their marketing. So our primary service is creating better business websites. For those businesses that have been established for a few years and perhaps their current website that might have been quite adequate when they started out is holding them back from going to the next level and pursuing those bigger clients.
Because things change, don't they? I mean, the language that we use, the way we communicate with our clients, you know, you're looking at something which was even, you know, 5 years ago, it was very much about telling people what we did, how they did it. Whereas now it's about saying to people, well, you know what, I understand your issue. This is how we can help. And the language is very different.
Exactly. These days, it's all about what's in it for me. So it's not about we were founded in 2005 and our office is based in state-of-the-art offices in Malaga. It's about I solve your problem and here's how I do it and here's why I can help you and take your problem away.
So tell the truth. Did your school reports say things like, Sarah could potentially achieve higher things if she didn't use quite so many words, or she didn't speak for quite so much? Is that where this has come from?
Look, I wasn't so much of a chatterbox at school, but I have always loved writing, and I do have a degree in English behind me and a lot of very wordy essays. But now when you write web copy, it's actually a different style of writing. I try and make the language really accessible. Plain English is so important. People actually don't read websites. That's the difference in the way we consume web copy. They scan it. So you need to break things down and you need to make it bite-sized chunks of the information that really matters.
Is this something you've always, obviously, always had a passion for, but How do you now know so much about so many different businesses? I mean, do you have to know everything about everything to be able to provide the service to people?
Well, I pretty much learn everything about every business we work with, especially when I'm writing their content. So I've written blogs for everyone from concrete resurfacers to small farm retailers. So I always like to say to people, ask me about selenium deficiency in sheep because I can tell you about it, even though I'm a very urban girl and never darken the doorway of a farm. So luckily for me, I love research. I love really learning about all this different stuff. And then, as I said, the benefit of being outside the business is that I can explain it to other people who don't understand and aren't immersed in the business.
So that, to me, that research thing is something I suffer badly from. I love research, but I fall into these wormholes of the internet and I can just never get out again. How do you stop?
Look, it takes a lot of discipline, and I have to say sometimes I get lost in wormholes as well. I have to be really disciplined to pull myself out and say, I know enough now to write this article. And of course, I always go back to my clients and say, have I got this right? Am I spot on about this is what you do and how you help people? And more often than not, you know, you do have enough research after reading a few articles without getting lost in the universe of the internet.
See, obviously a skill that I have yet to learn. Now, I would think that writing about selenium deficiencies in sheep would be quite a different style than perhaps talking about a childcare centre and the way they're going to look after your children. Wouldn't the language be different?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, you need to have your, in marketing terms, it's your customer avatar or your buyer persona in mind. So you're writing for the reader, and the reader for every business will be different. So you need to have that person in mind, and sometimes they are a very technically minded person who's searching for a solution to a specific problem. And sometimes they're a mum who just wants to be reassured that their child's going to be looked after when they're leaving them for the first time for long daycare.
And not accidentally fed to a sheep.
Yes, exactly. Never cross those two things over.
Right, got it. We're quite clear here. So how do you find out about this? I mean, these are obviously very different clients. The language is different. Their needs are different. How do you work all this out? You sit in your office and just read articles on sheep deficiency and foot and mouth disease and childcare centres? How does that go? Tell me about your process.
Well, my process will be tailored to the client. Some clients who I have a long-term relationship with and who are very busy just say, they know what they do. They say, here's your topic, Sarah, go for it.
But this is my publishing calendar. Yeah. Please fill it.
Yeah, got exactly. It. Here's my weird and wonderful topics that I want you to write on. However, with the web copy, when we're creating clients' websites with the content as well, I will usually sit with our client or interview them over Skype and really delve deeply into their value proposition and what it is that they offer that's different from their competitors and what their clients are really looking for, what matters to them.
Do I need to know this before I talk to you? Do I need to know my value proposition?
I'm gonna ask all those pointy questions to make you squirm. And
so you're also a business coach. That's what I'm hearing now. Is you help people with their messaging. You help you understand, because a lot of small business owners, we know really what we do, and most of us sometimes, I think some of us have forgotten why. Yeah. To a point, because you just get on that treadmill, and you know you need to be better, and you know you need new clients, and it just becomes this engine. And I found when I was creating my websites, I just got in my own way. I just didn't know what to do next.
Yeah.
I'm an intelligent person. I know what I do. Why can't I do this? This is something I should be able to do myself. It wasn't impossible, but it was hard work.
It is really hard work. And I think there's a misconception out there that now in these days of drag and drop builders, everyone can create their own website.
That's how it's marketed.
Yeah, it is marketed like that. And, you know, companies like Wix and Weebly are making a lot of money off that as well.
I tried that and I just found I couldn't fit all the words I needed in the box.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Too many words.
Yeah. Too many words, and also a lot of the times they are just focused on the pretty look and the nice things that twirl and the cool looking parallax design. But at least half of your website's quality will depend on the content that you have in it. At least half. I mean, I'm biased because I'm a content writer. I think it's more than half. But, you know, it all goes into your user experience, where you put the content, and we'll work with our clients to advise them on that. So yeah, we will do a deep dive into their business and work out those things that they haven't worked out yet, discuss the best way to do things and the important things to get across.
So it's not a cookie cutter approach. It's like,
absolutely,
you
not.
It's not fill in this questionnaire, let's do that for you.
Yeah. We actually tailor the solutions to the clients, especially the established businesses that just need to get up to that next level. You can't fit a square peg in a round hole. You have to tailor the solution. For startup businesses, they just need a website presence to get started. We can do a more affordable, you know, more set solution, because oftentimes it's not until you're a year or two into your business that you really refine what you do anyway, and you understand your point of difference much more clearly.
So you can work with effectively what's a minimum viable product to get people going, and then you can help them along the way, maybe create a longer term strategy.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if we've got a whole stack of people out there who are completely stuck like I was, what is the best way for them to get hold of you?
Oh, there's so many ways to get hold of me.
Knock it out. Let's go.
They can drop me an email to sarah@hookandloop.com.au, or they can reach out on our website, which is hookandloop.com.au.
Consistent branding, that's what we like.
And they can even hit us up on Facebook. So we're Hook and Loop Oz, because there are other Hook and Loops out there, and they generally stick together your pieces of clothing. So,
or the crochet things. Yeah, that's absolutely. The first thing. Yeah. Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much. I'm sure that's definitely provided a solution to a number of people, because I must admit, I was completely stuck, and that sounds like a fantastic way to get unstuck and solve the problem.
We try and make it just much easier and simpler for people to get a better website.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.